This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, October 20th, 2016. I'm Marc Boulanger. Women in the United Kingdom are being told, you're not only getting older, you're earning even less than men as you age. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seemarie Ainsborough has a report.
The Trades Union Congress in the United Kingdom has produced a report showing that women earn less money than men in every stage of their careers, but the gap gets even larger when they're in their 50s. The gender pay gap starts as soon as women start their careers and increases steadily as they grow older. The gap more than doubles when women enter their 40s. During their 50s, women earn about £85,000, or about $105,000, less than men. The TUC argues that a major reason for the gap is the different impact of parenthood on the earnings of men and women. At age 42, the difference between mothers and fathers is 42%. The difference for men and women who have not had children is 12%. Frances O'Grady, the General Secretary of the TUC, told the media, "Having children has starkly different effects on men's and women's pay, with women earning less after having kids and men earning more. Far more needs to be done," she said, "to help mothers get back into decent, well-paid jobs after having children and encourage fathers to take on their share of caring responsibilities." This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
A major study of coffee plantations in Honduras, India, and Brazil has found widespread instances of child labour, poverty-level wages, and exorbitant broker fees for finding a job. The study was prepared by the respected NGO Finnwatch, based in Helsinki. In the first of this two-part series, we looked at the instances of labour abuses in the countries investigated. For this second in the series, I talked to Finnwatch researcher Anu Kulta Latte about how consumers can verify that the coffee products they purchase are sourced from producers who operate with fair labor practices. A process called certified green coffee is one way to do that. I asked Ms. Kulta Latte to describe what is meant by certified green coffee.
The most common certification schemes in the coffee sector are perhaps Fair Trade Certified and Rainforest Alliance. What is common for all these certification schemes is that they have a set criteria which they require all the certified producers to comply with, and they monitor the compliance of the producers through, for example, regular audits to the production facilities. And all these certification schemes also certify coffee production, so they audit coffee farms and plantations or cooperatives. So the coffee produced on the farms which are within the scope of the monitoring by these certification schemes is what we call certified green coffee.
So should people look for coffee products that have been recognized as certified green coffee?
Well, certainly it is our recommendation that the companies sourcing coffee should switch over to use certified coffee. And of course, the certified coffee produced from certified green coffee is recognizable to consumers through the labels. So Fair Trade, Rainforest Alliance, and Utz, they all have a label that can be put into the final product under certain conditions. But it should also be noted that there are differences between the different certification schemes. So earlier this year, for example, Finnwatch published a report where we took a comparative look into the different certification schemes, and we found that some of these certification schemes are maybe better than others and or have stricter criteria than the others. And in our comparison of the certification schemes, which was done in general, so not specific to coffee sector on the whole, but in our comparison, Fair Trade came on top.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, iTunes, mobile phones, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.